during these days here, we have had 4 or 5 talks on the different aspects of spirituality. Our purpose is to progress on the way. To progress on the way, there are certain things very essential. If they are not there, progress won't be there. First of all is regularity. As you take food daily for body, twice a time a day. Similarly, you are here for main purpose of giving food to the soul, bread of life, water of life, the capital of which each one of you had it. So first thing is regularity. Regularity will only give you better food if you maintain the diary for self-introspection accurately. Generally, we don't care about the maintenance of diary in respect of the self-introspection. The result is not good progress on the way. Sometimes progress, sometimes retreat. For that, you know, as the diary prescribed, to have no ill will for anyone. Even thought, word and deed. Thoughts are very potent. You say somebody will say something against him, what he should do. Blood cannot be washed away by blood. That the water of life is washed away. If anybody thinks of you, just for a while, consider calmly whether what he thinks is there any truth in it. Examine your own self. If there is anything, be thankful for him. You see, either the enemy will tell you something which is not right in you, or sometimes close friend, as a matter of counsel and advice, because you have pulled out the particles. If that is not so, then forgive me, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Pray for them. That's the only way. Other this thought is ranking in your mind throughout. You are no rest. Whenever you sit, that thing will kill us. Second is truthfulness, you know. No acting, posing your mind, your heart, your speech, your brain should be in unison. Only that is true, where these three things agree. Simply we say something outer show. Heart thinks something else, brain is thinking of something else. These are the things to be watched very carefully. Nobody can watch you properly, and you can yourself, you know better. If we do anything, we first deceive our own self. Not we deceive our own self, but the God in us. He's there, watching our every action. That He knows the very tendency we are going. So, this is further comes out. Then comes the chastity of life. So they say, chastity is life, sexuality and death. The more chaste you become, the better. That will pay it, you see. You will have blessedness in you. When there's anything wrong, or lies, or acting, posing is done, or you have just acted and posed to show something what we are not, the result is you build a big wall between you and the God within you. That curtain thickens. So always be true to your own self. Don't face yourself. If you want to progress on the spiritual way, it is of most necessity, and further solution comes up, we are all of the same essence as that of God. We are the absolution of all consciousness, we are all brothers and sisters in God. No high, no low, according to the reaction of the past, so we have our own positions in life, some difficulties in life, that's another thing, but all the same, God has given us equal privilege. As physical body, as soul, as worshipper of the same power which controls all creation and controls us in the world. So man is one who lives for others. If our hearts are true, truth is above all, and true living is still above truth. If there is light in the bulb, and bulb is besmeared with black dots, how many times will that? Light is within you. Take heed that the light within you is not darkness. It is you have to watch. Nobody else can watch it for you. Any rare thing may come to somebody's notice, he might point it to you out of enmity to defend you, or out of hearty love for him, so that your brother may not be misled. So these are the things most necessary. When let money is lost, nothing is lost. If health is lost, something is lost. And if character is lost, everything. As I told you, regularity, but these are the helping factors to have success in the spiritual life. These are no new things I'm putting before you, if you are one of you know better. You have to give a talk, I think you more speak more intelligently, more vehemently. You go back to the world and all the force at your command. But the only thing is we should be true to our own self. Everybody knows, if a man has a lamp in his hand and falls into the pit, what to do? You want progress, that power is within you, always watching your every action, be true. That's the only fair opportunity which will stand forever. If you take one step that way, 100 steps will come. Otherwise, our failures in life, after how long you consider them? You consider not to the one within you see? You put a thick curtain between you and him, you see? So that is why it prayers has come, you see. O God, we are thankful to you that you have kept this secret from the worldly wise and given to the babes. What does it mean? To be innocent. Innocent life. Innocent life has nothing of any of these various of these. So I wish you all progress, you see. That God power, Christ power, Guru power is in you, sometimes speak to the human power to guide you. Because you do not listen to the dictates given by inside. It is once, twice, thrice, you don't listen to stuff. That you may call the voice of conscience. If you are true to your own self, you are not to be afraid of whom God has said. If you are true to your God within you, God does His acts in heaven. He is permeating all creation, controlling all creation and controlling you in the body. He is the nearest to you than your hands and feet. So keep your diary strictly, don't spread yourself. If anything comes to you, need to beat out, please. Otherwise, how far you have got pain in the stomach, and how far you be acting for it? If you have taken fire, how far you keep quiet and acting for it? You cry. This is the most necessary factor which is going to help your progress on the earth. God within you is watching everything. He is watching the very tendency our mind is going. So in two words, I thought you know each other do better than what I have told to you, that you know already. These are no new things I'm telling you. But the only thing is we are not true to your own, our own self. Yes. Mouth should speak what is in our heart. Brain should think what we have got in our heart. We have progressed in head, I mean, not in the heart. That's the whole trouble. Brain thinks, you see, becomes selfish, hearted, narrow-mindedness, becomes boss, wants to control everybody. He will even would like to surpass everybody at the sacrifice of all others. This is where you find the trouble going on in the world today. The reason is why they are not in their heart with them, you see. If your brain thinks and your heart, does it agree with you? I don't think. Is it thing to kill somebody, would your heart say yes, do it? No. Heart, the feet of the soul, how God will in you. Progress by head, but let the heart be with you. Then you will serve many things. All atrocities, all these things come before you in the world today. This land. All this has come up. Why? Because we have progress only in head. Not by heart. If those two have gone together, do you think the shooting will go on? So moreover, you are true to your own self, you see. Remain where you are. These are schools of thought. The basic teachings for all is the same. God has created you with equal privileges. You got body, soul, and controlling power. All are equal. So we have joined different schools of thought to just realize that unity that the Lord gives. If we are stuck to the boundaries which are meant to give you development, progress, you do not come up to understand the principle for which God made man and also all the schools of thought came to be, then there is conflict. There is cleverness, so many things. So that I will be with you, always watching your every action. If you are true to Him, you are true to God. Be regular, discipline of life, water of life. If your soul becomes strong, your heart is strong, that will be able to carry in the broken carriage. Difficulty in your body or other intellect is strong, and especially me, a little, very feeble, very frail. These are all I can make before you, to the best, as it comes to me now. I have not thought over it before talking, but this is what it means. Be regular in your meditation, that's the breath of life. You should dwell all around, you should dwell physically, intellectually, and you should also dwell spiritually. Sight, blessed in man. Remain in contact physically too, to correspondence. And that will be even dependent diaries, true diaries. What I mean to say true diaries, that truly interprets what you're taking in mind, word and deed. What are doing and thinking in my head, in thought, word and deed. Sometimes you see, diary is almost blank. And the result is given, I am putting in 2 hours, such and such, and no problem. What should I believe? You can deceive one, outside people, not to the one within you, already watching you. If your diary is all right, and you are putting regular time, accurately, there is no reason why you should not progress. The master power works. That's the Holy Ghost, you see, that works from time to time to guide you back. Listen to His voice. And remain in contact, that's all. You have been having meditation hours. And I hope each one of you must have felt better. If you go on like that with due respect to yourself, introspection and meeting out all failures, and these heads that I have put before you, how will you work entirely? God will help you more completely. As I told you in my talk, every saint has its past and his future. There is hope for everybody. Don't be disheartened. You have some power to help you on your head. Those who have initiate on the way, like it. You are not all alone. Listen to it. World within you, and so long as you are not conscious contact with that power, remain in contact outside people. I think what I am telling you must be appealing to you, each one of you. I am just talking to you from the level of man, as a man to man. So simple life and high thinking is what you want. Loving heart. No high, no low. He is most beautiful who has got the light of God refulgent in him. That house looks very beautiful in which electric bulbs are giving light. And there is no bulb there. In the most magnificent house looks all dark. So this is what is required. I think you should take this into heart and live up to them. God will help you. For my wishes will always be here, there, anywhere. Because the actual form of the Master will be always. And until, as I told you, you contact him consciously, face to face, within guidance from outside, that power was in the human soul is missing. I think this is the gist of all direction that can be. So, minimum time is used to do that 2 hours. At least, this is binding. If you can do more, that is another player. I remember in 1912, I had a Mahmoudi professor. You see, men of the same youth, they are loved. You will meet me, I will also go to meet him. This is a question 1912, I'm talking 6 years back. He had put on no admission without the permission in the house. So I was free. I was free to go to him. Sometimes he went to him, he would sit there, then his own moment in my prayer, sit there. In prayer you see 5 times they sit, go down and then stand. And that is the general rule. When you went to you to say prayer for hours, 1 hour, 2 hours, you have to be watching. I once asked you, my dear friend, the prayers are, I have only 5 sittings, and you go on for hours. He says 5 sittings are binding. Puja Mahamaya. And this I do to earn his will to play ya. So to put in 2 hours, I feel tight. It's a binding on each one of you, and if you do more, it will earn his play ya. This is your work, you have to do it in manner. Yabra is bad, of course. A man is sick. He wants any time to grab on it, day or night. You are really after your spiritual progress. Snatch your time any time you can. If it is where there is a will, there is a way. We have no will. That is why we are not able to do full justice in the world. And man body is the highest in all creation, and this is the golden opportunity we have got. If you can do this, nobody else will do for you. And if you have to go, last night I was telling people go in their lectures and this and that thing, I have been talking to you on that alone. And 5 times means proposal. This is a golden opportunity. Make the best of it. What is meditation? What is spirituality? What is the master who can guide you? What he gives? God, where is God? How can you find it? All these things were taught. From commencement to the end, we are talking on our word death, the name of which we do not like today. But it is all that we have to pass through. That is no one where we have to leave the body. And generally you find anywhere they don't need to talk. So my best wishes are with you. That's what I say. That power is within you. What you do, your every tendency, every thought. And extending all feasible help and protection without asking for it. So it is a great blessing to have somebody living on earth like us to guide us. You are all dear to me. Why? Because you have been put on the path as such. You are all brothers and sisters, real relatives. This is such a relation which cannot be broken up to death. How fortunate you are. You do care. To do so, that's all I can say. This is the sum total of all teachings in the world. If you will live by them, you will progress even more than me. I pray you all become enlightened. But we should be sincere in word, thought and deed. Now, as I am going today, all of you who have come from outside should have your own way back, if you like. Those who would like to go further, if they can well afford it, their circumstances now are no objection. But there perhaps you will have to make your own arrangements. Whatever possible, those people also will do, but don't go totally dependent on them. You follow my point now? Be regular in your matrix. No evil will for anybody. Be truthful. Be changed of thought and love for all. You are not born to live for your own self. You are man. Man is one who lives for others, not for his own self only. And be regular in devoting your time to come in contact with all consciousness within you, which is controlling all creation and permeating all this. Remain in any social body like that. The purpose of all that is to reach God. Purpose of marriage is also to have a companion, to help each other, to know God. That will give you permanent joy and peace. With these words, I think, this is the best of the meditations, you think? Consider these points what I have placed before you. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, take to your heart and live up to them. Your face will be shining glory. Your eyes will be open, bright,
Hello, and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kripal Singh. The talk you just heard was a farewell talk given by Master in New York City on October 12, 1972. Our reader this evening is Christine Clevenger. Hello, Christine.
Hello, David. Tonight I will begin with a reading from The Light of Kripal, Chapter 57, called Spiritual Healing and Other Psychic Powers. This was a morning darshan at Dehradun on February 20th, 1971. Question. Master, can we affect each other in meditation if we are in a group meditation? For example, in sending thoughts of love to each one, will they be affected? Master, do you have enough to spare to be distributed to the others? If you have, then it's all right. Otherwise, you will become bankrupt. You have no money in your bank or in your hand, and you issue checks. If you love God, and soul is of the same essence as that of God, and He resides in every heart, naturally you will have love for everybody. If you have become very much charged, you need not even direct your attention, as by radiation the others will have it. By exerting, you'll feel bankrupt and quite vacant. That is why I always say that I don't advocate healing. The people who are doing healing exert. They send love. They send good thoughts, healing thoughts. They become bankrupt and exert in that way. They feel depleted. Then they have to recoup. The higher form of healing is always good. Those who may even think of a master can be healed. You remember during Christ's life, one lady touched the hem of his garment and was healed? He felt and said, "Who has touched me?" If you have money in your bank, well and good. If you have $1,000 and you give checks away for $2,000, what will happen? You follow? It is a good idea to have sympathy for all, but if you love God, God resides in them, naturally your love will go to them, or by radiation the others will have it. You may do one thing. You may pray to God, "Oh God, help others." That's something else. With a little money with you or little water in your tank, do you want to distribute it in that way? Do you follow what I am saying? It is a good idea to have good sympathies, loving thoughts, regard for others. That's all right, but don't exert. You may have good thoughts for all. I told you the other day when, in my master's time, I used to go visit sick people. Those who were not initiated made a show of those people. They said, "When he comes, the sick will be relieved." It did happen so, and people complained to my master that I am showing miracles. So Master said, "No, he does not show miracles. It is the radiation that people get." Do you follow me? Such like radiation is all right. To have good thoughts for everybody is a good idea. Pray to God to give peace to all. That's another thing. And moreover, still further, Guru Nanak, who is considered to be Word made flesh, prayed, "Peace be unto all the world over, under thy will, O God." He did not exert himself. Peace be unto all the world, under thy will, O God. Once you have become the doer, naturally, you'll exert, using what you have. Under thy will, O God, is the best way. So have good wishes for all. We are all brothers and sisters in God. But by radiation, that power helps and doesn't make you bankrupt. By exertion, naturally, you can do good to others. But after that, you'll feel exhausted. A higher form of healing is wanted. By radiation, let everybody be helped. If you have enough perfume within you, everybody will get it without your wishing for it. So I'm not against good wishes for all the people over, but don't be the doer, exerting your own shoulders with the little water you have. Pray for them. That's all right. Comment. Sometimes a healer says when he's exhausted, he gets refilled with new power afterwards. Master, only when they feel bankrupt. First, they feel wanting. Then they refill, not before. And if they do not refill, then? The masters used to heal by radiation, always. Those who thought of him were healed. That's the safer way. Once someone wrote to me from France and said, I hear you are not in good health. I will heal you from here. I told him, you cannot do it. And I explained why. A weaker man will be affected by you, not a stronger man. You cannot influence one who is stronger than you. You follow me? How can you affect the man who is stronger than you? You may influence the weaker. You may heal others who are weaker in will than you. So I wrote to him that he would not be able to do it. He tried with all his powers but could do nothing. You can say, O Master, help her. O God, that's another thing. It once happened in my life that some people, I need not mention who, engaged certain people, giving them all the money they wanted, to sit at midnight in the outer open places to do harm to me. It can be done, but their efforts did not affect me. Once I was traveling on a train, and a man came up who was reading others' thoughts. He read 1, 2, 3, 4. I was also sitting in that compartment on the train. He told me to keep something in my mind, and he would read it. You cannot do it, I told him. This was long, long before I met my master. But he insisted, and others also insisted, that I keep something in my mind so that he could read it. All right, I agreed. Do it. He tried, but could not. He said, I failed today. So the stronger man can affect others. The weaker man cannot. On the weaker, you can have some effect. All the same, this is no spirituality. These supernatural powers come up by concentration, but if you are engaged in them, your higher power is stopped. These supernatural powers are the slaves of concentration and meditation. That is not spirituality. Spirituality involves no spiritism, no spiritualism, no hypnotism, and no mesmerism. It is purely a matter of self-analysis, rising above body consciousness to know oneself and to know God. On the way, many powers will come up, but to engage in them is a heinous crime. You'll retard your progress. Moreover, the karmic law is very inexorable. You will have to suffer for it someday. People do every sort of thing. There was one man in London who would call the spirits and then they would talk. £5 was the cost of the admission ticket. Someone said, "All right, let us go and see. We'll pay." We went. All lights were turned off. It was about 9 or 10 at night. It was pitch dark. He wanted to exert, but nothing could be done. First, he sighs. Then again, he sighs. And after about a half hour or so, nothing happened. Ultimately, he said, "Well, the atmosphere is not good, so I'm sorry this cannot be done now." He did not charge us a fee. It can happen, surely. What was the trick? Now I will tell you. He could speak, very like a child himself. So he used to speak himself, and people considered it to be a spirit. I have found that there is black marketing outside, but there is more black marketing in religious circles. They act and pose. A magician came to a morning meditation sitting in Chicago during my first tour. He was a first-class magician from Europe, especially invited to America with the purpose to make me fail. He said, "You are going to give me a sitting. Am I permitted to sit?" I said, "Yes, come on." I gave a sitting. He was sitting at the side, exerting all his work against me. Nothing happened, but he, in return, fell down, headlong down, unconscious. They had to revive him in my arms, put him into bed, and solace him. I said, "Well, never mind, you will be all right, don't worry." Reaction was there. When a wave comes and hits a stone wall, the wave will recede. If there is sand there, then that wave will permeate. So as a reaction, he fell down unconscious. He was a follower of the other party, especially engaged for that purpose. I treated him, giving him medicine so that he would be all right. And then he said to the whole gathering over there, "I have seen for the first time the love of Christ. What I was being told was all wrong." He passed away. His wife sends me letters, even now. The spiritual people don't want all of these things. What is the joy of reading your minds, reading this and that thing, and influencing others? What is there? Some contact with the lower, groveling souls who have left the body? And little contact with the higher soul? This is only one side of the show. If you engage your attention thus, your further progress is retarded. So, I have encountered all these things in India and outside of India. Nothing happened. My master was with me, of course. That power, God power, is with me. That is His grace. If he leaves me, I am nothing. I am Mr. Zero. I don't do anything. That is the safest way. It once so happened that a homeopathic physician came to India with his wife. He was initiated by our master. People tried to influence his wife to become initiated, but she would not agree. She was a follower of a guru from Europe. Her husband requested of me to kindly do something so that his wife might also be initiated. My master told me to take leave for 4 or 5 days and just give time to attend to her. I asked her husband to be present when I spoke to her. The very first question she asked me was, "What brought you here to the Master?" So I explained to her for about 10 minutes why I had come. "Oh, that is exactly what I want." She then asked, "Why is it that your Master does not appeal to me?" This was a very direct question. She said, "My previous guru used to influence me, and I was affected by him," she continued. I told her to look at me for 2 or 3 minutes, and then asked if she could say other than what I wanted her to say. "No," she said. And I told her, "That is why your guru has influenced you. You could not say anything other than what he wanted you to say. My Master does not influence anybody. He leaves it to your goodwill, free will, and pleasure to find what is what." She did not know English. She was French speaking. I said, "All right. If you don't follow the talk given by my Master, just simply look at him sweetly, attentively, nothing more, and then let me know what you find." She sat in on the talk, and in the evening I asked her, "Well, how did you find my Master?" She said, "Oh, he was very attractive, very beautiful. By radiation, these things are affected, not by directing your will." I told her that was why my Master did not influence her. He leaves everybody to his own free will and pleasure. "If I hypnotize you people, then you'll go and you will feel bankrupt. You may have something for a few minutes, but then you would be bankrupt." "Then? I've had many chances like that in my life, so that is why I say there is black market outside, but there's more black market within." The physician's wife was initiated, and I get letters from her even now. Her husband is also initiated. I always accompanied him when he went to my Master, but after that he was misled and did not like his wife to write to me. During my last world tour, I wrote a letter to his wife saying I was going to be passing her way and she might find time to see me. That letter was put aside by her husband. He did not give it to her until after the plane was to leave. But the plane was 3 to 4 hours delayed. 3 hours after the appointed departure time, he said to his wife, "Here's a letter for you." When she saw the letter, "Oh, the plane, he's left." She ran to the airport anyhow. It so happened the plane was not in order. I was staying in a hotel nearby, and at 11 in the evening, she met me there. So God helps, even though the whole world may be against you. That plane was put in order, but when we reached Cairo, it was again quite out of order. After some time, they said it was now in order. "All right." I asked the pilot, "Are you sure it is in order?" "Yes, it is all right now," he said. We left Cairo, and on the way, about 200 to 300 miles distance, one propeller failed. There was danger. If we could return to Cairo within 20 minutes, we would be saved. The plane turned around, but while returning, the other propeller failed, and the plane came down from about 2,000 feet all at once. And there's a note here in parentheses that says, "A disciple with the party related that soon after boarding the plane, Master assumed a crouching position with his knees to his chest and appeared to be in deep meditation. And so they said we were very fortunate to have landed safely. So it is God who helps, you see. If you have become His, He has to look after you. You have to simply surrender to Him, that's all. Surrender does not cost you anything, does it? But it is very difficult. To give money is all right. To give away your everything is all right. Hearth, home, everything. To give away your mind leaves nothing short. You have been put on the way to the best that I know, or what the scriptures say. You are fortunate. Go on with it. So the master power takes care. You have everything. Just turn within. My elder son fell sick. The doctor told me to take 3 days leave as he would definitely die. All right, I took leave. Within these 3 days, I was ordered by my master to go somewhere to give a talk at Amritsar. Sunday was one of those days, and I thought, the doctor said he would die, and you go there? Now, life and death are not in my hands. So I went to Amritsar and gave a talk. It was about 1 or 2 on a summer day. Then I thought, since Beas, where my master lived, was quite close, why should I not have a visit? So I went. I reached there about 2 o'clock. Master was upstairs. He sent for me. Come up, he said. What about your child? I never mentioned anything. Oh, he was sick. The doctor said he was dangerously sick. Master was lying down. He sat up. I asked, Master, whoever thinks of you has no burden. Why are you so sad? You've just thrown your burden on me, so I took it. So my son never died. He'll take care of you. You need not pray. He knows. So Master Power is always at work. This is wonderful. It is a great blessing to have a living master. So, master is not the physical body, but the God in him. When he sees it is he who is doing, then how can he claim anything? So go on with your meditations regularly, leaving everything to him. Only live by what he says, that's all. There may be 4 or 5 children of a father. If one simply leaves everything to the father, not asking him for anything, not demanding anything of him, simply leaving everything to his will, what does the father do? He gives all the keys to him. And the second reading is from the teachings of Kirpal Singh, Volume 2, called Stilling the Mind. Mind is accustomed from ages to hop about and live on things of the outer world. The more it goes out, the more it is scattered, and the less peaceful it is. Peace comes from within and not from without. One must invert within to get it. You have been given the way for inversion and staying on within to enjoy peace and bliss in the higher planes. Outer life and inner progress go hand in hand. No spiritual progress can be made without ethical living. Great stress is therefore laid on the latter. You need not be frustrated. Everything will come in due time by the grace of the Master. Time factor is necessary. Please do not be impatient, but carry on your job steadfastly and lovingly with faith in the Master Power. The inner experiences will increase from day to day. Work is worship. During the day, when you are busy in your worldly vocation, please be fully devoted to it with diligence so that your mind is fully absorbed in the work you do. Should, however, there be any moments when your mind is free, those moments should be utilized in repeating the five holy names, or sweetly thinking of the Master, or listening to the sound current if that has developed. All this may seem difficult in the beginning, but slowly and slowly the mind gets into the habit, and soon it begins to like and enjoy the meditations and this sort of truthful and straight life. The outer failings are to be viewed with a keen eye, and the failures are to be removed from day to day. There is a sound of truth vibrating within, a song which is sung in every being. There is a great attraction in hearing this sound, through which all other attractions will fade away, and the stage of senses will be left behind. One becomes free of them. This mouse mind has become heavy by drinking the weight of God's name. The mind can be weighted down by the mercury-like quality of the Nam, rendering it impossible to run around loose or engage in its ever-constant oscillation. There is no other means of controlling the mind. The accounts of Lord Krishna's life state that he jumped into the river Jumna and controlled the hydra-headed serpent there with the sound of his flute. This many-headed serpent is the mind, which has 1,000 ways of inflicting its poison, and without that sound from beyond, it cannot be controlled or overcome. Outer intellect and knowledge have no power over it, for though it may remain quiet for a short time, it will then run away again. If you cover a fire with ashes, it would seem there is no fire at all, yet a strong breeze will revive it and reveal the heat lying beneath. However, if you throw water upon it, even 1,000 tornadoes would fail to revive it. Brave is he who has control over his mind and senses, for the inward progress is in proportion to this control. It is the repetition that brings the mind in and the sound current that pulls it up. Please try to still the vibration of the mind, and when it stands collected in the eyes, you will pass on to the regions of light. You could still benefit further from mastery of the mind if you could but learn the sacred technique of self-analysis and withdrawal of the sensory currents from the body. Herein you will certainly agree with Swamiji, who says that the human mind is gravely foolish in having fallen prey to the outer sense enjoyments and is endlessly entangled in worry and misery. You know that the mind at present resents inner silence and stillness, as it has a tendency to roam without for eons and eons without end. You can keep it engaged in outer pursuits for hours at a time, but if you were to attempt inner silence and stillness, it would cry out and run riot, for then it behaves like a small babe who, when locked in a dark cell, shrieks, cries, and knocks to get out. Now, if the baby were provided with some sweets to eat and toys to play with, it would stop crying. Exactly similar is the case with the human mind. The Living Master holds the key into the beyond, and when he provides the child disciple with inner links of divinity, which carry him into higher regions, the latter gets a feeling of satisfaction. You know that the inner bliss is supreme and unrivaled. There is nothing similar to it on earth. But alas, the mind is so much intoxicated with the lust for women, wine, and wealth that it fails to see and comprehend the greatness of the spiritual beatitude within. But patient and persistent efforts to keep the mind still will gradually unlock the treasures of divinity within you with the grace of the Master. Always be buoyant and fresh when you sit for meditation, and wait patiently, like a loving baby looking up into the eyes of a nursing mother. Mind is enamored of pleasures and runs after them whenever and wherever they can be found. It is stilled in the physical presence of the Master. It is by his divine radiation that the souls are attracted towards him, and the mind, which gets consciousness from the soul, is stilled for the time being. Tulsi Sahib says, "The attention or the outer expression of soul is controlled in the company of a sadhu. It is only then that the mind attains some stillness. But pleasures of the flesh are quite different from true happiness born of inner peace in the soul. If the mind is provided with the appetency to relish something sublime and gets an opportunity of doing so, it knows the value of real happiness, with the result that the sense pleasures lose all their charm and thereafter seem insipid and valueless." And I will stop here. The first reading was from The Light of Kirpal, Volume 2, called Spiritual Healing and Other Psychic Powers. The second reading, Stilling the Mind, is from The Teachings of Kirpal Singh, Volume 2. Thank you, gracious Master.
And thank you, Christine, for reading for us. There were 53 people at this evening's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Master, for providing this for us.
So it is high time for the golden opportunity that we have got to see the godly man body for this long, so many years, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old sitting. Have you reached God? Well, good. If not, hurry up. So this is the item for that.